We've got Gene Bolduc in the studio, the host of the Weekend Water Cooler, and it is time for Thing Not a Thing, the game in which Gene and I typically look at the things that have people upset on social media this week, and we decide, are they things or are they not things? This week, everyone's talking about coronavirus, and it's clearly a thing. So we're done with that.
We just get that out of the way. And
so,
if you're a beer drinker, buy Corona beer. This is what I'm saying.
And support local businesses in general. You know what? Don't buy Corona beer. If you're going to buy beer, buy it from a local brewery.
Well, I was just going to tell you that a week ago, it was a week ago.
It was an hour
that
ago,
when I
wasn't
ate
it?
Out at Margaret's over there in Timberline, I ordered a Corona because of this. And I said, of course, I want to be extra careful because of this crisis. So, you know, you gotta cover the lime all over the bottle. So
right,
it's
of course.
A surgical procedure.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Local beer.
Safety first.
Local everything.
Of course, local beer would be good.
Local beer would be good.
But I mean, some of these restaurants are really taking a hit, and if they're open, patronize.
Yep. Local restaurants, businesses, stores, anything downtown on Franklin Street that relies on the student business, they're not going to get it for at least the next 3 weeks.
You know,
and probably
a lot
the rest of
us who live here, I'll just say, really enjoy the restaurant scene when the students go away. We love you, students. We love you. We mean it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there are restaurants that we're like, oh, the students, you know, it's after Mother's Day, and yay. We can finally get into this restaurant. Go now.
Yeah. And if you're worried about sitting in a restaurant and with other people who might be coughing or sneezing or whatever, or if you are in the high-risk population and you should be taking it easy a little bit more, you can get takeout at pretty much every single restaurant in town, I think,
at this point. That's exactly right.
And by the way, folks,
I know everybody does this, right? But when you get takeout, please add a gratuity. Because a lot of people, you know, wouldn't think of that necessarily, but.
And I think if you're going out in general, and I'm like, Brad and I are pretty good, generally speaking, about being good tippers all the time, but especially now. I've been to a couple of restaurants this week, and let's put it this way. If you're worried about social distancing, you can go to a restaurant
because
a lot of people are staying home and businesses light, and that not only hurts the business, but it also hurts the service staff that rely on tips.
That's
so tip extra.
Yeah. Right? The way I look at it is that I look at it as being like a gigantic snowstorm where you're just stuck at home. The schools are closed. You know, if you can work from home, which I'm fortunate to be able to do, then you can still get work done. You want to have certain supplies in the house, obviously, your medicines and whatever. Mm-hmm. But generally, it's a lot like that, except you don't have to worry about slipping on the ice in front of your house. You don't have to shovel snow.
Yeah.
You can't sled.
I mean, you say that now, but you've already copped to being unlucky and smart, and you're just jinxing yourself and all of us with like a late March snowstorm or something.
That's a fair point. And I think I have mentioned before that the biggest snow thing that I remember from living in Connecticut was Easter weekend.
We're not past Easter yet. A late snowstorm. Yeah.
So, yeah. But I mean, it's like that, but, you know, we're not without power. You know, we don't have a problem that we can't drink the water, and that's why you can't go to restaurants. We've been through many of these types of emergencies before, and this doesn't have any of those elements.
Right. This is a different thing.
It's a thing that none of us have really been through before either. And I'm grateful that, at least from my experience so far, what I've seen is a September 12th-like atmosphere where people generally understand, even if certain stores are kind of slammed with people trying to get supplies, whether they can or not.
Yep.
They're not going crazy over it. They'll wait in line. They'll wait their turn. They're civil.
Mm-hmm.
And people are just generally taking the attitude that we're all in this together.
Yes.
And that's what we need to do. Everybody just needs to keep their wits about them and try to get through it.
And not just to try to get ourselves through it, but to support each other, because there are going to be a lot of people who are going to be hurting through this. People who either own or work for businesses
right.
that are going to take a hit for however long it takes to start to get back to normal. So one thing that is a thing, and here's something that we haven't mentioned yet on the air because we just found out about it earlier this afternoon. We've been doing our Fill the Bus campaign.
Right. I mean, wow, it just keeps filling up.
Yeah, right here at University Place, we've got a big yellow box. It's our bus, and it took us a little bit for everyone to like get the memo on what the bus was. It's the big yellow box that's
right.
sitting here
it
at the station.
It looks like a school bus.
And we're encouraging people, and we were going to do this before. This was nothing to do with coronavirus. Like, this was just something that we were going to do for the month of March, just to get donations to get them to table.
Right.
Donations of non-perishable foods that's all going to go to table to distribute
right.
to kids in particular in the community that are in need. We've gotten a huge response from the community. It's been awesome. And today we found out, and I think Charles Blackwood, the sheriff, spearheaded this. Every law enforcement agency in the county is now on board. So if you've got food to donate, you can bring it here to University Place, to our studio, or you can take it to the Chapel Hill Police Department, the Carrboro Police Department, the Hillsborough Police Department, the UNC Police Department, because they're still going, and the Sheriff's Office in Hillsborough, and drop them off there, and they will take them here to us, and together we'll get all of those donations
Thank
to table.
Thank you, Sheriff Blackwood.
Yes.
You know, that's just so smart.
Mm-hmm.
I had lunch yesterday with a local elected official who I won't name, and what we were talking about was not whether or not the school should close, for example, but what's the best, most efficient way to manage helping to support families whose kids get free and reduced lunch and breakfast at
yep.
school?
Yep.
And I you know, we agreed that there are all of these mechanisms are in place. They need to be ramped up a little bit, but they exist. And I was learning that in some communities, they actually, not in North Carolina as far as I know, but they actually use school buses
mm-hmm.
to just continue running routes, driving routes to distribute food. You already have drivers. You already have the buses. It's about getting food to the people who need it. And
yep.
you know, you just have to know who needs it.
Yeah. And the other thing, and this is something that I think there's going to be a little bit of a lag time on, but I really think that our community is one that is really going to step up on this too, is the need for volunteers for
right.
all of these organizations, because all of these organizations really depend most of the
right.
time on senior citizen volunteers, like
right.
people who are retired, who have a lot of time, who aren't at work 9 to 5. Those are the people who spend the most time volunteering, and now they're in the high risk population. Maybe they shouldn't be.
They need to
and
avoid
they need to be taking it easy, right? So we all
and,
need
and
to be stepping
the way,
up. The rest
I mean,
of
something,
us.
Something I'm grateful for is that we've already had Election Day, the
mm-hmm.
primaries, because that's who's manning the polls.
Yes,
largely senior citizens, and thank goodness they do it. But if that were next week, we really couldn't ask them to do that.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. And I mean, personally, I hope that if all 50 states very soon, like in the next 2 weeks, take action to allow mail-in voting, just legally allow it for the fall.
That would be good.
Whether
yeah.
or not we need it, we won't know. But it would be great if they were looking at legislation to do that in case
yeah.
we do.
Because
we don't know where we're going to be.
Because we don't know where we're going to be. And one thing that we, I think, need to put our foot down on right now, just to clear the air on this, we can't give up on Democratic elections.
Yeah, I was just going to say, we really need to protect the democracy.
Right,
we
right.
can't let that
We're
be one of the things.
We're going to have an election on right. Election Day, coronavirus or
right.
no coronavirus,
That's
but
right.
we need to be taking steps to make
yeah,
sure it's
but
safe.
But mail-in
yeah.
ballots would solve that,
yeah.
largely.
Speaking
so.
with Gene Bolduc, and then and we have to start wrapping up, but the thing that we were talking about before, this is the... We were talking about how to take this and think about it in a positive way. And I
oh,
mentioned
yeah.
the thing that is going around on social media. I can clarify that this is, in fact, true. Of all the things that are going around on social media, this one actually checks out about Isaac Newton.
Okay, I can't wait to hear this.
The work that he did, because this is not the first pandemic that we've had to deal with.
Right.
It's not the worst pandemic that we've had to deal with. In the 1600s, 1800s, there was a spot of plague in Britain, and they had to close down schools and basically shut down the country for the better part of a year. And that was the year in which Isaac Newton, with nothing else to do, stayed at home and produced all of the incredibly innovative and advanced mathematical and scientific work that he is now famous for 400 years later, or close to 400 years later.
I feel like such a slacker.
Because he was sitting at home with nothing to do.
And I cleaned my bathroom and thought, wow, look at me.
That is pretty good. Isaac Newton, they did not have indoor bathrooms in the 1600s.
Well, see,
if he had had an indoor bathroom to clean, that's what he would have been doing.
He would have been doing that. That's fantastic.
Who's on the water cooler this weekend?
Well, it's a really interesting program this weekend in light of current events, because Penny Rich is on. And we recorded on Wednesday before we knew the final results. Of the commissioner's
race. Did you record two versions, and are we choosing one or the other?
No, but we did discuss that somewhat. We talked a lot about the coronavirus and the government, the local government response, and so forth. But, Penny Rich is going to be the chair of the county commissioners through the end of the year.
Right.
She had a lot of great things to tell me, and she's been a wonderful public servant. I think that race is a difficult situation for them to go through, and I thought they were all pretty gracious about it.
Saturday morning at 9, Sunday morning at 9, Sunday afternoon at 1, Sunday afternoon at 8. We're not getting preempted by UNC
Athletic
events.
Yeah, I was going to say,
no
concerns about athletics interfering with the Weekend Water Cooler.
And get the full archive at weekendwatercooler.com. Gene Bolduc, thank you so much.
Thank you.